2:50 a.m., Greenways Grocers, North Bank, New York.
Let's see. Easy ways to make money on the side. Plasma? Don't know what that is. Babysitting? Nah, I'm past my prime. Sperm donating? Wow, I can donate sperm for money? Wish I would have known that years ago. The neighborhood called me the sperm cannon after all. Wonder where I sign up.
Big Milk! What's going on, diddler on the roof?
Who told you? How'd you know I yanked crank on the roof of the store?
Huh?
Who the fuck told you?
Chill, I was just messing around. Put me down.
Yeah, so was I.
Okay.
So, what's up, duder?
Have a seat.
Okay.
What do you have here?
Oh, nothing.
Ways to make money on the side? You looking to make a little side cash, Malcolm? I respect that. Gotta have a side hustle.
Yeah, what's yours?
What's mine? I sell used underwear online.
What? People do that?
Not only do people do it, people love it. The more soiled, the better.
Really? Wait, how do I get into it? My underwear are stained to high hell.
Yeesh, forget it. I don't want someone like you in my community.
Alright, fine. But damn, I mean, I gotta do something to make money for the store. I need to make money for...
I knew it! This place is tanking, huh? Can smell it from a mile away.
What can I say? Times are tough, Arnie. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I've taken out 3 loans already just to make it seem like, you know, we're making money here.
Really?
Yep, buying up our own product. You have no idea how many Poland Spring 24 packs of water I have in my studio apartment.
Well...
Stacked to the ceiling. I mean, there's nowhere to even sleep. Did you hear that? What was that?
Hello?
Jesus!
Did I scare you? Crackers like you two are always such pansies.
Alright, old man, hit the bricks, why don't you?
I got a question for you two jamokes.
Yes, sir. What can we help you with?
Now, let me be frank with you.
Who are you normally?
Holy shit, that was good. Last time I left was at my husband's funeral. Pathetic little penis on that one. I like you. What's your name, young man?
Arnie.
I like that. Say, would a strapping young man like yourself want to come down to my senior center sometime?
Hell no. Those places smell like pure death.
Yeah, a little like piss too, you're damn right. Everyone is dying there, left and right. Not me, though. I'm strong. Look at these calves. Look at them.
Damn, those are something.
All right, old-timer. I'll come. What do you want me to do there?
Nothing. Just come and hang out. Your presence alone will help pep the place up. Most people's family come less and less these days. I'm sure they'd all like to see a new face in there.
Hey, can I come?
Fine. Oh, yeah, freaking sweet. Well, how's about this Friday, 10 a.m., we'll see. 512 Cahill Drive.
Works for me.
Yeah! Perfect. See y'all then.
That's nice of you, Arnie.
Malcolm, don't you see the money-making opportunity here?
Yeah, we get to hang outside of work. High five me, dude.
No. You know what old people love most?
Prune juice, maybe?
No.
Price is Right? Family Feud?
No. And no.
Big ol' saggy titties?
No. Well, yes, but no.
All out of guesses then, man. I mean, I'm blanking.
Bingo.
Blanking, was it? What's blanking? Is that something new? Like a new drug?
No. What? Old people love playing bingo.
Oh, I just thought, I mean, you meant, like bingo. As in, yeah, right answer.
B25? B25. Ah, yes. I'm going to be raking in. We are going to be raking in so much money. Yes. Yes!
You're listening to Overnighters, a tale of the Greenways Grocer's graveyard shift and those who work it. I'm Aldo Woods.
Man, it's early.
Yeah, I seriously don't think I've woken up before noon since high school. Seriously? You gotta get up in the morning. It's the best. Huh? What time do you normally wake up every day?
7 a.m., bright and early.
But your shift ends at, like, 5.
With a 10-minute commute home.
Yep.
So you're saying you get less than 2 hours of sleep every day?
I mean, I would say closer to an hour after you factor in my post-worky snacky snack, but yeah, I don't know.
And that's all you need?
Yep, that's all I need.
Say hello.
Hey, it's good to see you again.
Who are you, young man?
Oh, that's so adorable that you don't remember me. Old people are so cute with their old-dimers.
It's Alzheimer's.
You're insane.
Hey, fellas!
Alright, we gotta calm down with all the old people here.
Malcolm, shut the fuck up! Sir, what is your name?
Cliff, first in charge in the U.S. Army. World War III.
Okay, Cliff, nice to meet you. And then, Henry, good to see you again.
Good to see you too, and thanks for coming. Cliff, hit the bricks, nerd.
Well, alright.
Who's this gay boy here?
How'd you know?
I can smell it on you. I can smell a queer a mile away.
I'm JB.
He's the owner, son. Fellow employee.
Well, nice to meet you, JB. You here to, strip as well?
What?
I'm just yanking your chain.
Yeah, Henry, you didn't really say what you wanted us to do. So I had the idea that we could do bingo.
Yeah, we need money for the...
For the Old Person Fund of America.
Well, bless you guys. Bongo sounds like a treat. I gotta warn you, though. Group here can be a bit of a rowdy bunch.
You guys are all in your deathbeds, basically. How rowdy could you be?
Now you listen here, you sad, pathetic man. These people are strong. Strong in heart and in will. They could be literally dead and still be more enjoyable to be around than your sorry ass.
You've got a sorry ass.
What was that?
Nothing.
Well, if you want to follow me, I can show you around the place and we'll get you set up in the cafeteria. We have all the bongo stuff you need.
I figured that much. You're old after all.
Ha! Yeah, we do love our bongo.
Why does he keep calling it bongo?
I have no idea.
Are we getting close to the cafeteria or what?
Cool your jets, honk. Just want to introduce you to some of the residents.
Who in the fuck is it?
It's me, Melinda, here to give you the business.
Melinda, hold on, sweet pear.
Take it out, Arnie.
Take what out?
You know, your Johnson.
What, seriously?
Yeah, just take it out.
I'm not doing that.
All right, if you don't, I will.
About time, baby. I've been ready to explode since, too. Oh, God damn! You're something else. I thought I was getting some.
Well, I'll give you some, all right.
Get out of my hair.
Huh, funny guy.
Nah, Clyde is the drizzling shits. Let's keep moving.
Hi, boys. Up to no good?
Yeah, causing a ruckus.
What do you want, Tracy?
I'm just doing my rounds, you know, making sure everyone's doing all right. Who do you have with you here?
Nobody. Visitors. Family.
Hi, I'm Malcolm Derringer, overnight manager of Greenway's Grocers.
Oh, nice to meet you. I'm so sorry to hear about your store, Mr. Derringer.
What?
I don't know. My mom was telling me that nobody has been coming in, so they went ahead and closed it on down. Crying shame.
What? Greenway's is still open, right? Right, Arnie?
Yeah, it's still open, ma'am.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, then. It's just what I heard.
Well, you heard wrong, bitch!
Hey, come on.
No, she is a bitch. Can you leave us alone, please, Tracy?
Sure thing. Nice to meet you, boys.
We're lucky that conversation was short. Brevity has never been Mrs. Tracy's thing. Man, she can ramble on for hours. I once listened to her talk about manila folders for a week straight.
Don't you mean vanilla?
No, it's manila, Malcolm.
Huh. I always thought it was vanilla. Hey, say, what's up with vanilla ice these days?
How many more stops are we making, Henry?
Just one more. Here we are right now. Big bad Bill, how's it going today, Bill? Hey, Bill. You better wait here, boys.
Hey, when do you think we're gonna go eat?
I don't think we are.
Really? Damn it, I'm starving.
Come on, I offered to stop and grab something on the way here.
I wasn't hungry then. I hungry now.
Christ.
Another one kicked you! Room 23B, come on guys, let's roll!
What does that mean?
Kicked it?
Yeah.
You know, kicked it, died. There was a dead person in there? Yeah, what do you think happens in here? Soon enough, that'll be me in there. Can't wait. Oh, here we are.
Oh, Jesus Christ, JB, get up.
Did he fart? I mean, faint?
Yeah, he fainted. Keep going, guys. I'll catch up with you in a bit.
Wake up, buddy. Come on, wake up.
What? Wait. What?
Hi, JB. Hello.
Jesus, why are you so close to my face? Your breath smells like feta.
Yeah, just put the hammer down on the Greek salad. Sorry about that.
Where am I?
You're in heaven. No. Actually, you're in the nurse's office. You passed out, son.
Oh, wow. I don't remember that happening at all.
No shit, Skippy.
Alright, well, I'm gonna get going.
Whoa there, big hoss.
Jesus Christ. Where are my pants? Or my shirt?
I had to get those off here, see? Just to make sure everything was okay. You fell pretty bad, little buddy.
Check what now?
Oh, you know.
No, really. I don't.
You know, the old 1-2 slip.
1-2?
Fit like a glove, yes I did.
I gotta go.
GB, get your clothes.
I just gotta go.
Ha, I'll wear the clothes then. Whatever.
Okay, so before we get there, Arnie, can you just check to make sure we got everything? You know, dabbers and bingo boards and whatever.
Dabbers? Never experimented with dabs.
Yeah, Malcolm, I have it all. Did you forget that I came up with this idea? Of course I have it all.
Oh, now the party is starting.
JB, what the hell are you doing?
You're not going to believe this.
Let me guess.
You wouldn't be able to no matter how hard you try. I was in the doctor's office and...
You woke up without any clothes on, and Dr. Cooligan was talking about the old 1-2 slide?
Yeah, how did you...
How'd I know, boy? I'm seasoned around these parts, like a dang pork tenderloin. Been there, done that.
All right, come on. Let's get this moving.
Fucking relax, Malcolm. Good Lord.
Well, what the hell? All we ever do is sit around and talk. Ramble on about nothing. Make funny quips.
It's quip.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, you know what? The big bastard is right. We gotta get moving. This thing is supposed to cook off in 30 minutes.
No big. We just gotta set up a couple tables. Maybe put out some of the dabbers. And we're golden. How do you think the crowd will be?
Haven't you ever been to a round of bongo at a retirement home?
No. Never.
Man, oh man. Like my pals in Bachman Turner Overdrive said, you ain't seen nothing yet. But baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet.
Overnighters is a Hot Dirt production and is brought to you in part by 93.3 The Egg, North Bank's only FM radio station. This week's episode was written by Zach Pape and was made possible through the voices of Eric Hughes, Keith Baytug, Tyler Dragonette, and Isaiah McClure. Please check us out on the web at hotdirt.net, search Hot Dirt on YouTube to see some videos, including our full-length sketch film titled Almost Awesome, as well as following us on Instagram at Hot Dirt Show. And finally, we're going to wrap up Season 2 very, very soon with a couple more episodes. But for now, thanks for listening, and we will see you next time for more Tales from the Graveyard Shift on Overnighters.